USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing to address the nation later today. He says he'll be discussing the coronavirus outbreak during a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be joined by officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president making the announcement on Twitter after earlier attacking the media for panicking the markets through their coverage of the virus. Democrats at last night's presidential primary debate in South Carolina clashed on a number of issues, but they seemed to agree when it came to gun control. Getting fired up about it was candidate Joe Biden, who said he'll take on the NRA.
And gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring, the 32-year-old saying that she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Lawmakers in Virginia passing a bill regarding school discipline that's not sitting well with many parents. The bill would allow schools to determine whether to report certain student misdemeanors to the police. Backers say they proposed it because Virginia sends more children of color and more disabled children into the criminal justice system than any other state in the nation. Vice President Mike Pence thanking farmers in Michigan yesterday for standing strong during a trade war with China. Speaking to the Michigan Farm Bureau's Lansing Legislative Seminar, Pence said he credits the strong stand taken by farmers, as well as President Trump, for the trade victory regarding China in signing a new deal with that communist country.
Dealing with intellectual property rights and securing $40 to $50 billion in agricultural exports to China in the next 2 years. It's a start.
Pence adding the era of economic surrender to China is over, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Opera star Placido Domingo is apologizing for causing hurt to women who've accused him of sexual misconduct. He sent a statement to the LA Times saying he respects that the women finally felt comfortable enough to speak out. He resigned from the LA Opera after the allegations were made. The CEO who brought Disney to new heights is leaving that position, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bob Iger has stepped down as CEO of Disney, a move that sent immediate shockwaves throughout the media industry that he helped shape over the last number of years. Iger's move is effective immediately. He'll stay on as executive chairman through December 2021 and continue to direct Disney's content creation, the most important role at the company. Iger was instrumental in guiding Disney through the streaming age and through its acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, a deal worth $52.4 billion when it was announced. Disney went on to acquire Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
And a 92-year-old World War II veteran receiving medals he earned in the line of duty over 70 years ago. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer secured the medals and visited Navy veteran Thomas Simpson at his assisted living facility to award them to him. He had served in Japan and earned the American Campaign Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Honorable Service Discharge Button, and the Ruptured Duck Honorable Service Lapel Pin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.